Welcome to the Entrepreneur's Lounge radio show, where we expose the myths of entrepreneurship and release the weight of it all. Real people, real issues, and real talk with expert solutions. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show as we welcome our host, Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru.
Hi guys, this is Alicia Brown, your host for the Entrepreneur's Lounge radio show and podcast, and welcome to another edition of CEO Talk. This is my brief pause to talk specifically to my CEOs and entrepreneurs and give you that quick boost of encouragement. Also, just to really talk about some of the issues that are pertinent. So, I wanted to talk to you about holiday sales. Is your business ready? You know, so often, and I've said in the past before, because that's what I thought and that's how I was coached, was the fact that no one buys during the holidays. And I shared an article on our pages about a day or so ago, so please check that out. But, you know, so many times you hear, you know, people, you got to get this out by this date because people are doing holiday shopping and no one will care about your product or service, especially if you offer something that is not holiday focused. So if you said that's true, that no one buys during the holidays, you're right and you're wrong. Because no one buys during the holidays for non-holiday usable or specific services if you get lost in the market. Let me explain. You can have a service, let's say I'm a publisher. So, of course, if you're talking about launching a book and you're talking about launching a book on Christmas Eve, I would strongly, strongly advise against it. There's a lot that goes into creating a book. There's a lot that goes into marketing that book and having it available at a certain time frame. There is a market and there are certain trends in that market. But at the same time, I would never tell you that you're not able to sell your book during the Christmas season or during the holiday season, because you have to remember that people want stocking stuffers. You have people that are readers. So they're the people that they're gifting and the gifts they want to receive oftentimes is a book or things that are centered around the book industry. The difference is, how is your book positioned? When is it released? To make a connection with your audience who wants to buy it. That is the difference. And you have to take those strategies in mind. So when we talk about holiday sales and is your business ready, the most important thing I want you to think about, and I want you to strategize, is what is your mindset when it comes to holiday sales? Because the truth of the matter is, whatever you believe is exactly what's going to happen. So if you believe in your heart that, you know, I'm going to give it a try, but no one really buys during the holidays, that's what you're going to have. You're going to receive that. You're not going to have people really buy your thing. Why? Because that's what you truly believe. And whether you believe it or not, the way you sell, the way you introduce that product or service in your business, the way you present yourself, all comes to the appearance that you really don't believe anyone's interested. Or, worst case scenario, you come out desperate because you want money for this or you want money for this or you want those record sales numbers, but you truly don't believe they're going to happen. And again, what you believe is exactly what you receive. So I want to leave you with just a few tips that you can think about during this holiday season, because one of the things that I have found to be true, and really you need to look at the people that surround you. You need to look at businesses that are similar to yours but are not similar to yours. Those people that are very successful during the holidays. Now, I'm going to let you in on something just in case you didn't know it. A lot of entrepreneurs rack up during holiday season, and they're not the ones selling Christmas trees and ornaments. There are a lot of coaches. There are a lot of multi-million dollar industries that offer these services that have special end-of-the-year things where it is the most profitable time of the year for them. And one of the tips of how they make that happen is while everybody else is just chilling during the holidays, they're not. Now, I'm not telling you these entrepreneurs and CEOs don't go on vacation. I'm not telling you they sacrifice festivities to be in front of a computer or to be at an event, but they're present via their systems, via their marketing, via their different streams. Those things have been set in order, so just like you, they can enjoy the holidays with their families and maybe be on vacation, but they have things in order where they are present and they are monetizing. They have things you don't even see behind the scenes. Perhaps it's their funnel or their email marketing or their media ads that are running that are generating those click and go sales and making it the most profitable time of the year. So one, the biggest thing is your mindset. And you know on the Entrepreneurs Lounge, we talk about that a lot. What is the lie that you've told yourself? What is the lie that other people have told you in reference to holidays and how a business like yours won't really make too many sales? So you take this time to rest. If you believe that, then again, that's how it's going to be. One of the things you really have to look at is the timing, as I said. People have planned this. A lot of people have planned this a year or more in advance. The strategies are in place. But I don't want you to think if that isn't you, that you still don't have time to come up with strategies and position yourself. I have new clients that were strategizing for them right now just because they had thought the exact opposite. But timing is everything. Another part you want to think about is mobile. A lot of people during the Christmas season do a lot of mobile shopping. So are your websites mobile friendly? The vehicles that you're using to advertise things, sell pages, lead pages, landing pages, are those mobile friendly? Because if not, the optimization isn't there. The harder you make it for a person to just click and pay you, once you appeal to them, that's going to affect your strategy for really being profitable during the holiday season. And then also remember to appeal to their psyche. Yes, people are in buying mode. People are thinking about their families and the different, presents and things they want to have. But people are in other type of mode too. Remember, we're about to go into the New Year resolutions. And a lot of people do those, but they don't keep them. We all know a lot of times it's like the gym. After 30 days or if you make it that long, you are going to sign up. This was your year. You're going to have that fabulous body. You're going to go to the gym every day or maybe 5 days a week. And 15 days later, 10 days later, maybe you did make 30, and it's a no-go. People are the same way about goals and things they have that your business is designed to help them with. So they're looking at the end of the year. A lot of people are looking right now and thinking about all of the goals they started out this year, and it's another year where they haven't accomplished them. Reach out to those people, appeal to that part of them, and letting them know it's not too late. If it's not something that really could be finished by the end of this year, you definitely can start. So position your service, your product, your business, your coaching, whatever it is that you offer to help them get what they want, whatever you offer that is the solution to their problem presented as such, let them know that they don't have to wait to a new year to do anything. Because that's almost like a setup that you have to, I'm going to do in the new year. No, if you're serious, you're going to do it right now. So position them properly. And one of the tips, and I'll leave you with this, that I always remind my coaching clients, remind them that they have a fixed number of days that they can go ahead and pay for certain services. Even if those don't start until the new year, right now, so they can get their tax advantage. That's right. Because, business owners are thinking about their taxes. This is the end of the year. You're closing up. There's certain things in deductions. There's certain things in expenses. But there's also certain things that are tax write-offs. So make sure that you're reminding your potential clients that they can pay for those services now. Lock it in. Maybe this is going to be a holiday gift to themselves. Or really, this is a gift to themselves because you're offering them the solution. And you're going to help them make sure that instead of making another goal that they end another year not accomplishing, they're going to get it done right now. They're investing in themselves right now. They're going to make it happen this time, and you're going to ensure that. But they also have the advantage that if they lock it in now before this year ends, they can deduct those expenses on their taxes. Offer them that. Sometimes people forget simple things, especially in the rush of holidays. So wouldn't it be nice that you're serious about this, but you also can deduct this on this year's taxes before the end closes? So thank you for tuning in to this edition of CEO Talk, Holiday Sales, Is Your Business Ready? And this is Alicia Brown, the Joy Guru, your award-winning entrepreneur, publisher, and also business coach. You can always follow me at thejoyguru.net or theentrepreneurslounge.info for more information. And with that, happy holiday sales.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Entrepreneur's Lounge, where we expose the myths of entrepreneurship and release the weight of it all. Real people, real issues, and real talk with expert solutions. Make sure you stay tuned to our Facebook page and thejoyguru.net for show updates, announcements, and to learn how you can be a guest on our show.